The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wooden sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Now, this is a discussion this show should be having. That's the normal stuff we talk about. Just, we've gone on from heady, you know, and I got a guy emails me, and Jason emails me all the time, and he's like, I remember you getting your clinical psychology degree. It's like, look, we can have discussions without being PhDs in any topic you bring up. You can disagree with me, Jason. You don't have to be a wiener about it. It's fun. But what I disagree with Brett on right now is totally different. Tom and Jerry wasn't a good cartoon.
Oh, I love Tom and Jerry.
I always thought of it as like the...
It was a filler between the good cartoons coming up.
Yeah. You know what reminded me? It was the animation I didn't like. It looked cheap. I thought Tom and Jerry looked like cruddy. And nothing ever happened.
I'm with Brett on the older out of each other. Tom
yeah, the
Jerry.
Old ones are great.
Yeah, I like that animation a little bit better.
But. It's violent. I watched one. I told you guys that a few because at MeTV shows, cartoons on Saturday morning, old-timey ones, and they had the Tom and Jerry on them. I didn't realize that Itchy and Scratchy from The Simpsons wasn't an exaggeration.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Itchy and Scratchy took it to the modern level. If Tom and Jerry had survived another 30 years, it would have been Itchy and Scratchy. Because my favorite Itchy and Scratchy on The Simpsons is when he nails the cat's feet to an escalator, and then he goes into the thing, and it peels his skin off the whole way. Like, just the blood and his eyeballs popping. Some of the stuff they do is hilarious, but it was Tom and Jerry with, you know, less boundaries. But it's not that exaggerated. But I never liked Tom and Jerry because it was just – I don't think I liked the mouse. I didn't know who to root for. And there was no comedy in Tom and Jerry.
Well, depends on how you're looking
at it. Well, that's true. Okay, again. Thomas is funny, but I didn't find it funny. Like, I like Foghorn Leghorn. And maybe it was a loyalty to the.
I was a Looney Tunes guy.
Yeah, I was a Looney Tunes guy over the others. I didn't like it that much. But Tom, I didn't like the way they drew Tom. There she is. There's the lady. Get me some sound, Richard.
Oh, it's mine.
Oh, sorry. It's Brett. Brett's.
Glad to see you. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Can you even play Tom and Jerry's original stuff?
Thomas, am I glad to see you. Boy, they can have their newfangled mechanics.
You believe this was on TV?
All I want is a plain old-fashioned cap.
I'll put a remote control on the cat. See, I never got it. We're already giggling. Yeah, I just didn't like the Tom and Jerry. Real cartoons. There's no comedy in Tom and Jerry. Maybe it was because it wasn't until like I was an adult that I liked cats.
I never liked cats.
Sylvester?
Sylvester I loved. But I didn't even think he was a cat. It was just because he talked. I think it's Tom and Jerry didn't talk. Maybe that's it.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew is the greatest cartoon character of all time.
But Uncle
Reasons
Pesos.
You should love. Uncle Pesos is different.
Uncle Pecos is great. Crambone is amazing.
Yes. Your shirt's even better because you got a Rambone shirt.
Or Crambone. Is
Crambone.
It Crambone?
Yeah, it's Crambone. Okay, I'll give you it had its moments.
There's just some characters.
But Crambone had to show up because Tom and Jerry weren't very good.
No.
Yeah. It's Crambone.
Whoa!
I love Crambone.
That's kind of pretty before it gets started, ain't it? Oh, Froggy when Cortin, he did ride. Crambone.
We're idiots.
Froggy when Cortin, he did ride.
I love it.
Crambone. Froggy when Cortin, he did ride. A sword and a revolver by his side.
You can't laugh at this anymore.
Oh, I love this. Sure you can. That's not bad.
No, that's a stutter.
It's
and
a speech.
He's got
that's true.
That.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so unwoke. I didn't realize that was it. You're right. We're making fun of a guy with a stutter.
Crambo killed a lyro, flopping
doodle yellow,
but he's got mental illness too. He's like a homeless guy babbling away in the corner.
He's not stopping.
Uncle Pecos, right?
Yeah, Uncle Pecos.
Crambo.
Hi for me. Ooh, where will the wedding supper be?
And it's just Jerry's nephew or
it's
uncle.
His uncle. Yeah.
Okay. He
yeah.
just shows up with a guitar. How come Jerry couldn't talk? See,
then he breaks his strings and is going to steal the whiskers from Tom.
Supper be way down yonder in a hickory.
You're right, Toledo. It's bad for people with speech impediment. Brady, I'm sorry. We're watching this and enjoying it so much.
Oh, you woke pussies.
He's right again. But I don't think Tom and Jerry flies at all between Mammy and
the violence.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew and Brett, for your purposes,
yes.
is the single greatest cartoon character to ever wander through the animated village. Because
my purposes.
Oh, first off, the thought behind him. Let's have him have a French accent because he's a skunk.
Trying to get pussy.
Hilarious. And all he's doing, he's a pussy hen. And he had no boundaries. He went interspecies.
Tapped all of the skunks in his area.
Oh, he smashed every skunk. He was a womanizing French skunk. And it was based on the stereotype that French people smell. Terrible.
I know.
And then just sexual assault. It was the Harvey Weinstein of the skunk world. One after another, just against their will as they scrambled away, and we laughed hysterically. He'll get her one day, we all thought. We were rooting for him. Someday that cat will lay down for him. And that poor cat, how many spilled buckets of white paint did she walk under?
Oh, man.
To make that stripe and confuse old Peppy. Couldn't tell the difference. Didn't care. Close enough.
All those cartoons back then were that way, though.
Peppy was the best. Yeah, Peppy was a... As far as side characters, you got that Pepe Le Pew. You're going to put that up there. I'm pretty much. If they made a movie about Pepe Le Pew today.
Construction worker guy, the chefs, the Italian chefs.
Of course you remember that. I don't know what you're talking about there.
Which one?
In Looney Tunes.
The Italian chefs?
I think they're Italian. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
He was happy about chefs in cartoons. It's basically all you need to know.
See if I can find it.
Chefs. I don't remember that one. I didn't like the people. I didn't care for people in those cartoons. I just liked Man, Pepe was
French or Italian.
Oh, Pepe was the best. All played off stereotypes. I don't know how that conversation started, but I like it.
I think this one, Brady.
Yep, Jack. What you got in the touring?
Ah, monsieur. Here I have the French most beautiful rabbit.
You like this guy?
Rabbit, eh? Mind if I have a peek at him?
But Brady's guy was the culinary expert.
I know.
And Bugs Bunny. I don't remember
that's
him
his
at
brother.
All.
Sort of
short-eared
Bugs
critter,
just tortures him.
Monsieur Louis.
Brady, you're the only one that remembers this one. I don't think I've seen this one.
Your rabbit? No, 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 Monsieur Francois. Your rabbit.
Oh,
she's
French.
Mine.
They're French chefs.
Ooh, now we're cooking with gas.
I don't even remember those characters.
I don't remember either one of those. Puts them in the stew.
That was one of your first recalls. Look at you.
Your brain is wired
differently. Man, you see a pot and you are locked in. I don't remember this one at all. And I've seen all the Bugs Bunny bunnies. That's not one. I'd have to rewatch that.
And I had one of the Mexican solid. Listeners hit me up. Greatest character ever, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke was pretty solid.
Not Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, but Slowpoke Rodriguez is one of the best characters of all time because Speedy had so much going on. And then
Speedy was just some tweaker from the West Side.
Yeah, just cousin of his.
Maybe we should do it tomorrow, Speedy.
Yeah, that was pretty great. And still hilarious. And a Mexican guy said Slowpoke Rodriguez was his best because he's got one in his family. It's got to be a thing. Pretty awesome. Well, there you go. Cartoons. I don't know how we got off on that, but I'm just Tom and Jerry put that low on the list. Chili Willy, Tom and Jerry did nothing for me.
Yeah.
Chili Willy, which one was
Tennessee Tuxedo.
Love Tennessee Tuxedo. Yeah. Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley were hilarious.
Like they were all kind of the Woody Woodpecker type crew, right?
That kind of was.
Okay, yeah.
Tennessee Walter Tuxedo. Lance. Oh, forget about it with the, because that was the Dudley Do-Right. Tennessee Tuxedo was funny. They were adult funny.
Who was the exit stage left guy?
That was a
Pete Puma Snagglepuss or something?
Snagglepuss was exit stage left. Pete Puma was the copy of that. See, this is the kind of information you get from us. We'll talk mental health, and then we'll go nuts. Old-timey cartoons.
I'm about to take a mental day tomorrow after this conversation.
I'm going to just watch cartoons all day. I'm going to claim a mental day and just sit and watch cartoons all day. Everybody loses their mind on that. Foghorn was awesome, too. Because he was just... And he had a speech.
Teaching the chicken hawk a couple of lessons.
Chicken hawk, and I'm sure you remember the pies that the dog was trying to steal. I was trying to nail that girl.
Ralph and what are the the English sheepdog.
Warren and George. Yeah, George and Ralph. Yeah. Yeah, the sheepdog and the wolf that had to clock in and out. It was all right. Brady remembered the chefs. God, there's so much psychoanalyzation of you that could go. I want
never forget that stew there.
I want a team of psychiatrists to just get into that. You are very singularly focused, and I'm proud of you for it. It's gotten you where you are. We got Rock Wars coming up in a little while. It's already 8:51, and we don't care about your favorite cartoons. It's just Tom and Jerry, low level.
Nah.
It's a poor kid's
no
cartoon.
Way.
Poor kids like
no
the Tom
way.
And Jerry. Couldn't afford the good TV, no. And they couldn't tell the difference between.
No, all the guineas loved it.
It's a guinea thing? Is it?
In our neighborhood it was.
All right, I guess probably I know why. We got Rock Wars coming up in a little bit. It's 98. 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. ericsfamilybbq.com.